Since prescription drugs are given to a patient by a doctor and they're heavily regulated, many assume that they're a safe source of healing. Well, they are, for the person they're prescribed to. For another person, especially a child, they can be a deadly danger. In spite of that risk, there are people who hang on to old prescriptions in many cases in places others can easily get to them. My next guests join us with details about a nationwide special event happening this Saturday, which will let you easily diffuse this danger in your home. She's the executive director of the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, Becky Carlson, along with their director of prevention services, Tina Howey. Thanks for being here today, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what we are talking about is the DEA's National RX Take Back Day. It's happening this coming Saturday. And you can learn more at first if you're in Sussex County, New Jersey, at centerforprevention.org. And nationally, if you're listening on the stream, takebackday.dea.gov. And again, it's Saturday, April 28th from 10 until 2 in Sussex County. Becky, talk about the mechanics of all this, about what people are going to be able to do and the importance of them in doing it.
Well, it's really important that we all monitor, secure, and dispose of medications that we have in our homes. And the drop-off boxes that are permanently here are great 24/7 every day, but these permanent locations and two additional locations and this big spring cleanup day is meant to really educate people about thinking, you clean your windows, you do spring cleaning, let's clean out your medicine cabinet. So to know that they can go to 10 different locations in Sussex County and dispose of their medications safely is just a way for us to reduce access to medications for people that should not be using them. So this is just a great way for everybody to get on the same page and clean out their medicine cabinets on Saturday, April 28th.
And locations Andover, Augusta, Byram, Hardyston, Hopatka, Newton, Sparta, Vernon. Additional locations on the 28th, Byram ShopRite, Byram CVS. You can go to centerforprevention.org. Those are locations in Sussex County. And if you go to the website I mentioned earlier, which is takebackday.dea.gov, listening on the stream, you can find out elsewhere across the country where the Take Back Day is going to be held. And when you look at the stats from last year, Tina, 456 tons nationwide of no longer needed prescription medications were turned in. That's a lot of danger that was taken off of the table.
Yes, Chris, and actually here in Sussex County in 2017, we collected over 2,400 pounds of prescription drugs throughout our county.
So that's a ton and a quarter right there. So that just shows you too, Tina, just how much of a danger is existing in the homes when you think of without these take back days that are happening on Saturday the 28th, for example, the risks that were just lying there waiting for some victim, a child or unknowing adult, anything could be happening with these pills. They were still left in the cabinets. In the side bed dresser drawers, and those, like I said in the introduction, those easy locations that people can reach for them and mistakenly take something that could be toxic to them.
Sure, Chris, and we always promote monitor, securing, and disposing of prescription drugs and over the counter medications. And when we're out in the community and when we're online, we always talk about our 8 permanent drop boxes that are located throughout Sussex County, because those boxes you can access 365 days a week, seven days a week.
And Becky, that's a lot safer than what used to be the old tried and true of flushing and dumping, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's much better for our environment to dispose of them safely through our police departments, who then are able to take them and dispose of them in a way that doesn't harm the environment. So, yes, it's a much better way than doing that. And it just it's so important, as you mentioned, keeping our homes free of medications. And also when we do have medications at our home, knowing that we should lock them up, because we have different peoples, whether it be somebody, a babysitter, somebody coming in to do home work on your home, or if you're looking to sell your home and you have people walking in and out. Some people know to go to the medicine cabinet to look for medications. So it's really important for a variety of reasons for us to really make sure we monitor, secure, and dispose of medications. It's a responsibility all of us have when we fill a prescription.
I'm with Becky Carlson and Tina Howey from Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, about this coming Saturday, April 28th, 10 until 2. Spring clean your medicine cabinet, take back day. It's happening at a variety of locations throughout Sussex County at the police departments in Andover, Augusta, Byram, Hardyston, Opatcong, Newton, Sparta, Vernon. as well as at the Byram ShopRite and Byram CVS, centerforprevention.org, is where you get more information in Sussex County. Other places, takebackday.dea.gov, and you can find the location nearest where you are, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Question for Tina, again, that number, 456 tons that were sitting in cabinets across the country in the 2.25 tons that you mentioned last year, we've seen the opioid epidemic just explode. And with those medications laying around, can that be fingered as one of the reasons why we've seen this explosion in opioid addictions? Because kids are just reaching for what they find, and the devil was just waiting there for them.
Exactly. Medications that are found in the home are contributing to the opioid epidemic. In fact, your pain medications, your narcotics, they are opioid-based, and that's exactly what heroin is. It's an opiate. So when people are misusing those prescription drugs, your painkillers, and they can't obtain them from their doctors anymore, and they can't obtain them from their friends or family members that they might be taking them from, they turn to heroin because it's cheaper and it's easier to get in some cases.
Question for Becky, this might sound almost off to the side, but how about pet medications? Is that something to be turned in on a day like on events like this too?
There are some pet medications that could be dangerous to people, so I would think that if people had things sitting around that were medications for their animals and their pets, that they could, dispose of them properly, too, as long as they are not a liquid or needles. They are not accepted at the drop boxes for safety reasons.
And a good idea, too, for those who are worried about identity theft, when you turn the bottles in, scrape the labels for any, because a lot of times, obviously, your name's on there, sometimes a phone number, even an address or some sort of ID. So peel the labels off before you turn them in, just in case you're hesitant of taking part in one of these events because of identity theft worries, and you just peel the label off and you can dump the bottles in, the pill bottles into the locations that we mentioned earlier. It's just really one of those cases, Becky, where a simple act can diffuse a lot of trouble, right?
Absolutely. It was interesting that recently a person told me that they had a holiday party. And it was all family and friends who were at their holiday party. And what did they do with their coats? They put them up in their bedroom on the bed. And the next day, when she went into her medicine cabinet in her bedroom, bathroom, her medicine was gone. And she said, it was all my friends and family. And I didn't know anybody had a problem, but obviously somebody did. So really, it can be anybody that can get addicted to these different pain medications or other prescription drugs. And it's really for us to understand that responsibility of when we have something, monitoring it and securing it and making sure it's somewhere safe.
So once again, this is a nationwide event in Sussex County. It's being called the Spring Clean Your Medicine Cabinet Day, Saturday, April 28th from 10 until 2. You can bring your expired, unused medicine to a collection site of the police stations in Andover, Augusta, Byram, Hardyston, Hopatca, Newton, Sparta, and Vernon, as well as the Byram ShopRite and Byram CVS. More information about those locations in Sussex County, New Jersey, at centerforprevention.org. And as I mentioned, this is a national event. You can find another location near you if you're listening on the stream outside of New Jersey at takebackday.dea.gov. It's called nationwide the DEA National RX Takeback Day. Prescription drug disposal. Make the safety factor greater in your home. Remove any dangers of overdosing and poisoning. And it's just one simple effort that makes a huge difference. Two websites to remember, centerforprevention.org for Sussex County, New Jersey. Elsewhere, takebackday.dea.gov. And from the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, we've been talking with their Executive Director, Becky Carlson, Director of Prevention Services, Tina Howie. Becky and Tina, thanks for the info about the event, the importance of it, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. And a big shout out to all of our law enforcement partners for going to the extra effort to make sure that they have these permanent locations and they offer this service to our communities. We really want to make sure we recognize all of our law enforcement partners.